Hello everybody and welcome back to the second episode of Nailing It the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's episode is going to be for all of the beginner nail techs out there. All of you baby nail techs will want to listen to this one. I'm going to be sharing my top tips and things that I would have done differently as a nail tech if I could do it all over again. I know that starting out in the nail industry can be very overwhelming and there's a lot to take in. So if I can give my advice and help anybody, then I am happy to do so. And I thought it was only apt to do a full episode dedicated to it, because why not? There's a lot to talk about. But before I get into all of that, I just wanted to thank anybody that tuned into the first episode. I am so grateful for all of the love and support that I received on that episode. I was very nervous putting that, you know, that initial episode out. It felt very vulnerable, but I was very overwhelmed with the amount of love and support that I received. So thank you if you listened, if you shared it on your Instagram story, or if you left a review for me. I am really, really grateful. So I also wanted to talk about the fact that this is now on YouTube. So I wanted to say a hello to everybody that's watching me. It's very weird having a camera in front of me as well as a microphone. It kind of makes it a little bit more overwhelming. But like I said in the last episode, I'm somebody who likes to watch a podcast as well as listen to it. So it's really important for me to get it out on YouTube as well, for anyone that's the same as me. But yeah, hello YouTube. And another thing, sorry, I'm blabbing, but another thing that I wanted to quickly talk about was how the episodes are going to be formatted moving forward. So I mentioned on my Instagram that I really wanted to involve you guys as much as possible in this podcast, and I thought the best way to do that was having having like two different segments where you can write in and submit to me and I will include them in the podcast. So the first one is called How to Nail It. So that's going to be like a advice and Q&A section. So if you email me any sort of question you have, or say you've had like a scenario that you want advice on or help with, I'm going to include that in the episode. And I will, you know, do my best to help. And then the second one is going to be salon scares. So this one is sort of like horror stories. So if you've got any negative experiences going to a salon, or if you're a nail tech and you've had a negative experience with a certain client or a certain set of nails, like, I want to hear your stories. These are just going to be for entertainment purposes only, not taken too seriously, just be a bit of fun for the end of every episode. I do have one for today, actually, and it is just a funny one. It's nothing too serious. It's very short. So stick around to the end to listen to that one. And now I have blabbed on for probably a good 5 minutes. We will get into the actual topic of the episode. So like I said, I wanted to talk about my top tips for beginners. When I was first starting out in the nail industry, I obviously had help from like my tutor at college, and she was really great. She knew so much about the nail industry and about different brands and stuff. So I was really lucky in that aspect that I had that form of help. But other than that, I felt very alone. I definitely didn't take advantage of reaching out to people online. I just sort of dove in by myself and tried to do the best I could. And I think that that is the case for most nail techs when they're starting out, because a lot of the time we're doing this alone. A lot of the time we work self-employed. Obviously, I know a lot of people work in salons, which is really great because you've got other people to bounce off and talk to every day. But a lot of us that work alone, I think that we sort of make ourselves more alone, if that makes sense. Like, we don't take advantage of the fact that we are part of a big community of people that we can talk to and interact with. Just because it's on social media, it doesn't matter. It's still people that are there for you and that are willing to help you. I receive messages every single day asking for my advice. I try my best to get back to everybody. It's not always possible. So yeah, I think that it's really important to remember that you don't have to be alone, and hopefully this episode will make you feel a little bit less alone if you are a baby nail tech, and you know, hopefully my advice will help you a little bit. So the first one is about brands and about how to choose brands. I do have notes on my phone, so I'm looking at those. If you're watching on YouTube, that's what I'm looking at. But I think when you start out, it's a lot of the times you'll train with a specific brand. So like for me at college, we used NSI, and NSI, I actually quite enjoyed their products. We used their acrylic and their gel and their fiberglass. And to be honest, I enjoyed all of them. There wasn't anything wrong with the products. I just found that NSI was a little bit dated, I think, and they didn't have all of the products that I would have needed or wanted to use every day. I wouldn't continue using NSI, so I needed to look for a different brand to use. And at the time, even now, I mean, the gel bottle is super popular, so that's the brand that I actually started with when I qualified. I didn't use it whilst I was on my course because we were only allowed to use specific brands at college, which were NSI and Halo. So I decided that I wanted to use the gel bottles, Build-A-Gel, because I'd heard really great things about it. They have obviously a really amazing color range in their Build-A-Gels and in their gel polishes. So that's what sort of swayed me to use the gel bottle. Obviously now I don't use the gel bottle anymore. I use Hona, which if you follow me on social media, you will know how much I love that brand. But yeah, the point I'm trying to make is, I've not got to the point of what I'm trying to make at all, but basically, when you're first starting out, I would suggest trying out different brands before you commit to one. So when I first started, I was like, I'm going to use the gel bottle, that's what I want to use, and I ended up spending a lot of money on those products, and obviously very like quickly swerved away from them for various different reasons. That's another story for another episode. But I regret not opening my mind up a little bit more to different brands and different products. I wish that I would have taken the time and spent the money back then on using different brands and different products to find what it is that I really loved and what I really wanted to use. I think that we are always, I mean, I don't know about you, but I always feel like I'm quite an impatient person. So I'm always like in a rush to do something. And I was very much like, you know, I found the gel bottle and that was it. That's what I wanted to use. And I wish that it would have just occurred to me that there were different options out there that maybe were better than the one that I was choosing. So I think that it would be really great if you were to buy like a lot of brands now do like trial kits. So if you were to buy a trial kit from maybe like 4 different brands that appeal to you, just to try them out for like consistency and, you know, pigmentation, things like that, to see if you really enjoy working with them. And then obviously it goes into testing like retention and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think it would really benefit you to spend a little bit of extra money when you're first starting out to try out different brands before you commit to one. And I also wanted to say as well, you don't have to stick with one specific brand. As long as you're using the correct lamp, so like say for instance you wanted to use Hona's Build-A-Gel but you really liked Magpie's gel polishes, and you really liked Brillbird's detail paints, that's totally fine as long as you're using the correct lamps with those products and you're wiping the inhibition layers as well, because that's really important. But yeah, I would suggest when you're first starting out just to try a few different brands. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, you know. also do a little bit of research into the brand, see what they stand for and what their values are, see if they align with you, because that's also really important as well. Hona is a brand that is really community based, and that is what I want out of a brand, as well as having obviously incredible products. That community and that support from the brand is really important to me, and that's why, and one of the reasons why I love Hona. And the next tip I have is documenting everything. So it's really important, I think, to take a photo or a video, whatever you want to do, of every single set that you do, every nail that you paint even, just take a photo of it, because a lot of the times we are really overcritical of ourselves and we forget about where we started and how far we've come in our journey as nail technicians. And I think having those pictures to remind you that you have actually come far and you have actually improved in what you're doing is really, really important. And another thing to go along with that as well is don't be afraid to post those photos on social media. People love a journey. Like, you know, take us on your journey with you, on your progress and, you know, you developing your skills. I think we need more of that on social media. I think a lot of what we do is focused on perfection, and that isn't reality. Not everyone is perfect. Not everyone is at the point of perfection, and it's not that easy to achieve. And I think that, you know, having more nail techs that post things that are slightly imperfect, or you know, posting from right at the beginning of their journey, that gives somebody else that's in that position something to relate to. We can't all relate to a perfect set of nails. Obviously, these perfect nails are so lovely to look at, but they aren't always reality. So just keep that in mind. Don't focus on what everybody else is doing. Focus on what you're doing and document everything and post it on social media. There'll be somebody out there that will relate to you, and you will gain support. You will feel a lot less alone, I promise. So tip number three sort of relates to tip number two a little bit, and that is developing your basic skills before moving on to doing any sort of crazy nail art. So I think it's really important to focus on making sure that you know what you're doing when it comes to prep and application of builder gel, acrylic, whatever it is, whatever, you know, you're using. Make sure that you focus on perfecting that skill before you move on to making the nails look pretty in any other way, if that makes sense. I know for me that being a nail tech appealed to me because of the creative outlet that it gives me. But I do think that sometimes I was too focused on what it was I was painting on the nail rather than looking at the nail itself and making sure that my application was perfect and my prep was perfect so that my client's nails lasted properly. A lot of the time, you know, you'll dive into doing what is fun when really you need to focus on what is important instead before moving on to the fun part. You know, if you take a good 3 months to perfect your prep and application skills before moving on to like doing any sort of nail art, I promise it will pay off in the end. And your clients will thank you, because not only will they have really gorgeously painted nails, they will also have a really perfect application of builder gel or acrylic. So tip number four is, this one's a big one. Don't buy too many products in the beginning. Don't go crazy and spend all of your money on buying loads of different colours. You don't need them. I promise you don't need them straight away. You know, a year is full of seasons. And the beauty of that as a nail tech is you can buy with the seasons. You don't have to buy the bright pinks and the bright purples and the bright oranges in winter. You can wait until summer arrives. I promise you will not use those colours starting out with. Start off with your, you know, your basic nudes. So get a couple of different nude colours that will suit different skin tones. Buy a really good red, like a nice in the middle red will be really, really well used, that's for sure. And obviously a good quality black and white are really important. Anything other than that, buy them with the seasons. So if we're, you know, at Christmas time, buy your icy blues, buy a couple of glitters, buy, you know, a couple more reds, and then we move into like spring and summer, and you can start buying pastels and you can start buying bright neon colors. Buy as the year goes on. Don't spend all of your money all at once buying all of these products that you, I promise you, you don't need. And it also goes along with the first point I made, which was brands as well. If you like buy all of these products from one brand and then you decide you don't like that brand anymore, you're going to have to, you know, sell them all and buy them all again. So just be careful. Don't spend all your money at once. Spend your money as you make it. And don't go crazy with all of these colours that I promise you, you don't need. So point number five, I sort of touched on earlier at the beginning, and that is don't be afraid to reach out to other nail technicians online, because we don't have to be alone in what we're doing. A lot of the times, like I said earlier, it can feel really lonely and you can feel like nobody else is in the same position as you. But I promise there are people out there that will help you. You know, you don't have to figure everything out on your own. There's so many seasoned nail techs out there that have done it all before and can prevent you from making the same mistakes as they've made. And even, you know, reaching out to somebody just to tell them how you feel, you know, make some friends, make sure that you have somebody to talk to about your day. We're not all lucky enough to have, you know, people that we live with that we can talk to all day. So just don't be alone. You don't have to be alone. There is always people that you can reach out to talk to. I know so many lovely nail technicians that I've met over Instagram. And I know a lot of them, if I message them with a problem, they would definitely help me. And, you know, if you ever need any help, I will always happily help. Most of the time I answer my Instagram DMs, so if you need anything, head on over there and I can be a listening ear for you. So the next tip I have sort of relates to gaining clientele. I think I'm going to do a whole episode on gaining clients, because it is the biggest question I get on my social media. I get asked all of the time how my clients grew and what I did to gain clients. So I am going to do a full episode on that at some point. But one really great tip that I have for you is show up on social media. I'm not just talking about like on the grid, like don't just post photos on the grid. Post your availability on your story every single day. Post what appointments you have available for the week or the month following, and make sure that you do it every day so that people are reminded that you have appointments available. You know, it might just be one day somebody sees it and goes, oh, do you know what? She's still got that spot available that I can do. I'm just going to book in with her. I think that it's really important to keep showing people what it is that you're doing and what it is you're offering, and that way you will gain clients. I spoke a little bit about this on when I was on the panel, the HONA panel at the HONA event. And there is, if you didn't know, there's a rule of seven. So a brand has to show up seven times. You have to see a brand seven times before you even think of purchasing or heading to their website. And it same goes for, sorry, I just touched the mic. Same goes for, you know, us nail techs. It takes, you know, a long time for somebody to be like, oh, right, okay, I will book in with them. But if you keep showing up over and over and over again and you keep reminding people that you exist, they're going to eventually be like, I want to see what this is all about. And they're going to want to book in with you. And another thing that goes with that as well is show your face, show who you are, show your personality, and people will connect with you and will want to meet you. Okay, so this next tip is a little bit of a boring businessy one, but I think it is the most important. When you're starting out, keep track of everything. I mean everything. So write down every single appointment that you have, write down how much they paid, if they tipped you, if they paid in cash or card, you know, keep all of your invoices and receipts. Make sure that you keep everything, because when it comes to tax season, it will be so much easier for you to file your taxes and do your taxes if you've already got everything documented. If it gets to tax season and you are stumbling around trying to find, you know, all of these receipts and going through your bank statements, and it's just going to be a nightmare. I promise you, it's so much easier if you keep track of everything in the beginning. Just do it from the get-go. And actually, speaking of, I should probably update my my folder. I have like a folder that I keep all of my I keep like my client consultation forms in there. I also keep my invoices in there as well. And obviously my diary is where I keep all of my appointment logs. But I definitely need to take my own advice, because I think it's been a little while since I have made sure that I'm keeping up to date on everything. I always write down in my diary like how much somebody's paid, so I keep track of that every single day. But I think my receipts and my invoices might be a little bit jumbled up at the moment. So I need to go through those and have a look. But yeah, I think that it will just make your life so much easier if you make sure that you have all of your documents when it comes to tax season. It will be a lot better. You will thank me for saying that. The next one is always educate yourself. I think that it's really important to focus on your continued professional development always. So whether that is through watching videos on YouTube, watching videos on TikTok, whether it's doing online courses or in-person courses, just always, always be updating your skills and your techniques. The nail industry is forever changing and forever growing. There's always like new products being released. There's always new techniques out. And there is always new innovative ways of doing things. And if you don't keep up to date with that, you are probably going to struggle to stay alive in the beauty industry. You know, most clients out there want what is new and trending, unfortunately for us. So we're always having to develop our skills and keep on top of learning, always. And it's fun, you know, learning new things is always fun. It's not fun to stick to the same thing all of the time. So point number 9, I think I'm on number 9, am I? I don't know. I do have them written down, but I think I've jumbled them up, is don't feel pressured to use or do something just because somebody else is doing it. It sort of, I suppose, contradicts my last point. But if there is a trend out there that you don't want to do and you don't like, you don't have to do it. You don't always have to say yes to everything. Don't feel pressured to do anything that you don't want to do. Most of the time, we are in this position as self-employed nail technicians because we want to work for ourselves. We don't want to be the boss of somebody else. We don't want somebody telling us what to do. And we don't want to do what we don't want to do. So just bear that in mind. You know, if you get somebody, if you have a client that wants something specific that they've seen online and you don't like it, or you don't have the colour for it, or you just don't fancy doing it, you don't have to do it. You can say no. There is always somebody else out there that can give them exactly what they want. I can guarantee most of the time that design is not important enough to that client to lose you as a nail technician. They'll most likely just be like, oh, well, we'll find something else. And that's totally fine. There has been a few times that I've had messages off people and they've sent me sort of designs that have got like sort of crystals all over them. And that is just not my forte. That's not what I do. And it's not really something that I have a lot of. I don't have a lot of like diamantes and stuff. So I have had to turn them away. And it kind of, there was always a moment where I was like, oh, should I just do it? Because it's another client and, you know, it's a little bit of money. But most of the time, it's not worth it. Like, if you don't want to do it, the nails probably aren't going to turn out great anyway, and that client will walk away maybe not happy with what you've done, and you might not be happy with what you've done, so it just won't be worth it in the long run. Just do whatever it is that you want to do. Don't feel pressured to do something that somebody else is doing. We made it to the last point, number 10. I really hope it's number 10. Otherwise, I've missed one of my points off. but it is, be patient. Be patient with yourself, with the process, with the journey that you're on. Don't rush anything. Take everything in. I think it's something that I definitely did do when I first started as a nail technician. I focused on every moment as it was happening. So I really enjoyed the moments when I, you know, didn't have many clients to start off with, and each nail appointment was like a novelty and it felt really exciting and a little bit nerve-wracking. I remember those feelings so vividly because I was taking them all in as they were happening. I wasn't trying to look ahead and change anything. I really, really focused on making sure that I was patient with myself, and I reminded myself constantly that I would get to where I want to be eventually. We all have different goals and different dreams and different things that we want out of our lives and out of our careers, and I think that it's really easy to be impatient and want to achieve those dreams and goals straight away when it doesn't have to be that way. We can take in the journey and enjoy the process of getting to where we want to be. This feels really, really soppy and hippy dippy, but it's something that I really believe in. And I believe that, you know, we are where we are meant to be, and whatever point you are in your life and your career is exactly where you're supposed to be right now. So take a moment to take it in and enjoy it. Soak it up, soak up the feelings. And if you're not having a good day and you feel frustrated, then remember that tomorrow is another day and it will be better, hopefully. Hopefully it won't be worse. But yeah, so they are my biggest tips for all of you beginner nail techs out there. I will probably end up thinking about loads of other things that I could have said, but I really did take time to sit down and like write down all of these points and think about them, because it was really important that I really thought about what it is that I would have wanted to hear when I was first starting out from somebody. So I hope that these tips helped you and, you know, gave you a little bit of maybe positive energy, if nothing else. So for this episode, because the whole thing has been about advice and I've just been blabbing on about it for probably like 40 minutes now, I am not going to do the how to nail it part of this episode, the advice and Q&A section. I'm going to leave it for today just because I've given you all of the advice that I can give you for one day. I'm out of advice. I can't do anymore. But I do have a submission for Salon Scares. So this is an email I received. I'm just going to read out the email as she sent it. Her name won't be read out just for anonymity reasons. Don't want to be exposing anybody. But it says, "Hi Olivia, I hope you're well." Thank you, I hope you're well too. "I wanted to share a story from when I first became a nail tech and was doing mobile appointments at people's houses. I went to this lady's house and we sat down at a dining room table for the appointment. She had an open plan lounge / dining room, so the couch and TV etc. was in the same room. Anyway, so we started the appointment and she tells me that her son, I think he was 10, is lying on the couch. I couldn't see him because the couch was facing away from me, as he had actually recently broken his leg and was in a cast. The appointment carries on and we are chatting away, and in a moment of silence, I just hear this stream of water. I looked at the client with a look of confusion and she said, 'Oh, he's just peeing in a bowl.' And that was my last ever mobile appointment, and I very swiftly got a job in a salon. P.S. I'm loving the podcast. Oh, thank you so much. I just had to share that because I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was a really good one to start off with, salon scares, because it's just funny. I'm sure that not every single one that I receive is going to be funny, but that one is just hilarious. Like, you started just peeing in a bowl in the living room. Why? Could he not have shuffled to the bathroom? I feel like I need more details to that story. It's not enough details. Did you talk about it afterwards? Like, what? did you laugh? Like, what happened? I want to know. Email me with more details. Well, I just found that so funny. I hope that gave you all a little bit of comic relief today. So that is it for this episode. I hope that any of my advice and tips helped any of you. Even if it helps just one of you, I am happy and I've done my job. But I hope you've all had a really lovely week, and I hope your weekend is filled with love, laughter and happiness. And what else did I want to say? There was something else I wanted to say. Oh yes, if you want to submit a question, or you want to submit one of your salon scare stories, then please do go over to my email address, novalinenails@gmail.com, and just head the email with nailing it, and then either how to nail it or salon scares, depending on what it is you're submitting for. Again, the advice section isn't anonymous unless you want it to be, and the salon scares is anonymous, so I will never read out names. If you do put names in there, I will change the names just for just to keep it anonymous, so I'm not exposing anybody and getting into any sort of trouble. But it was so lovely chatting away. Like I said, I hope you will have a lovely weekend, and I will speak to you next Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Bye bye.